I wake up in a shabby hotel room with no dreams in my head, just a dull pain. And the memory of a movie I watched the night before. Traces of stale perfume hang in the air, and there's a sour taste of whiskey in my mouth. Before me are two empty glasses. One scarred with crimson lipstick. The TV flickers with static. Maybe I watched the TV with the woman whose lips stained the glass. I can't remember her. Just fragments from the film we might have seen together. A scene in the movie comes back to me. The shadow of a woman on a window blind. A cigarette in her hand. In the street below, a man steps out of the darkness. He looks up at her. We see him in silhouette. His face is not visible. He rings the bell. The shadow on the blind moves. Then the room goes dark. The lock is released. The man runs up the stairs. He knocks on the door. There's no reply. The door is not locked. It yields to his hand. He enters. She's gone. The room in the movie reminds me of the one I woke up in. But it's not the same. It's bigger than my room and drained of colour. There are no empty glasses, no TV, just a cigarette smouldering in the ashtray. The man opens the blind, looks out of the window, sees what might be the woman disappearing around a corner. That's all I remember. I don't know what the film was, but those images stay with me. I need to go out. I don't feel welcome in this room. I pass the hotel receptionist. She looks up. She doesn't say a word. Outside in the street, it's cold and dark, the pavement slicked with rain. The lights of passing cars flicker on strangers' faces. No one looks at me. I feel invisible. I wander through the city streets with a vague sense I'll find a window like the one in the movie and the woman who cast the shadow. I walk for hours, maybe in circles, I can't tell. These streets all look the same. But when I decide to go back, I soon find myself at my hotel. Before I enter, I look up at what must be my room. And there is the blind and the shadow of the woman, just like in the movie. I pass the hotel receptionist. She looks up. She doesn't say a word. I go to my room. Inside, I see two empty glasses, one scarred with crimson lipstick. The TV flickers with static. There are no dreams in my head, just a dull pain, and the memory of a movie I watched the night before. This is the room I wake up in every day, but I never fall asleep.